May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32, the New American Standard Version. As I get ready to leave for my new call, it would be understandable that you might have some anxiety about the future. I have no illusions at this juncture that you might be listening to me with rapt attention. Some of you have likely checked out on anything that I've been saying since I announced my departure to go to where God is calling me next. Nevertheless, I do beg one last indulgence. Do not be afraid. The verse I just read from Luke, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom." I selected the New American Standard translation for this text. Now, usually the New American Standard is one of those clunky, more technical kinds of translations as it follows the phrasing of the original languages. But in this case, I love the way how they translated what is elsewhere translated as pleased, as in the Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. In those other translations, I worry that the intent of the Greek word can get missed. Pleased is just too commonplace a term. We use it so casually. Pleased to meet you. We're pleased to present our special of the week. But there's a lot more going on in that word. God isn't just passively happy or content to give us his kingdom. He has actively made a decision of his divine will. And he is overjoyed to carry it out. That's why I love the New American Standard's translation in this instance. God has chosen gladly to give us the kingdom. His perfect rule, his benevolent reign, his superlatively good desires, setting all things right. Our Father is ecstatic about the prospect of a bright future for all of us, and he is proactive in carrying it out, in making it come to pass. Which brings us to the gentle remonstrance that Jesus gives his disciples. He chides them ever so sweetly, "Do not be afraid, little flock." Neither St. Bart's, where I was last night, or St. Francis are cardinal parishes at present. The number of noses in the pews are not necessarily overwhelming. But that has never been an obstacle to God. And the lack of numbers is certainly not any indication that somehow you are less precious to our Lord. America has bought into this lie that the bigger automatically means better. But there are plenty of mega churches that are doing little more than just gathering a following to bankroll the latest religious fad or self-help teaching. Many of their pastors are little more than just motivational speakers with self-concocted halos. If real persecution came to America, you know, like the kind that happened back in Easter in Sri Lanka with our Catholic brothers and sisters, I doubt that those flocks would still be around. Well, at least certainly not near the size that they are right now. At the same time, no one here ought to be ignorant of the real challenges that all churches of any stripe are facing. Church attendance in our culture as a whole is declining, regardless of theological background. That also means that budgets are tight in the vast majority of churches. This parish is no exception. But the fact that we're still here plugging away, even doing new things, good things, should be a sign to you that God isn't through with this congregation yet. I don't know what the future holds for you or for me, where the Lord is sending me. Like Paul and his vision of the man from Macedonia, I can only be faithful to the Holy Spirit's leading as best as I can discern it. You too will need to listen to the voice of Jesus. You'll need to be creative. You'll have to accept that change is inevitable. A new priest, a new way of doing things, new souls to be impacted for the kingdom, and new hands to come alongside you in this corner of God's field of the harvest. I admonish you to listen to your bishop and the canons that he sends as your chief pastors during this time of transition. Bishop Dorsey and Canon Jay are both good men, men of prayer and faithfulness to the Word of God. In fact, that's a quality that's been too far in short supply in recent decades, but not with these gentlemen. So let them and the people that they delegate responsibility, let them guide you. The diocese is in your corner. But most of all, trust Jesus. Allow him to quell your fears and anxieties about the future. Let him accomplish his good and perfect will for you, individually and as a parish. And listen for the still small voice of the Spirit as you approach the day of Pentecost next week. You might be pleasantly surprised, as the first disciples were, to see amazing things transpire. Things that maybe we should have been more expectant of all along, since God has promised them in his word. I invite you to join me in a little simple song based on this verse to keep your hearts encouraged in the days to come. I'll sing it and then you can pick up and we'll repeat it a few times. Do not be afraid, little flock. For the Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock. For the Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock. For the Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock. For the Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Amen.